Previously on B&B and D&D.
Ken Adams, an old friend of yours, a dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker, hired you to escort a wagonload of mining supplies to the town of Phandalin. He has big and secretive plans relating to the area, but you don't know what they are because they're secretive. So he hired a guide slash guard for you, a ranger named Alwyn Leondon. Also, the bard in the room, Violetta Chogbort, overheard all of this and insisted that she come along. And you let her for some reason. Gundren and his escort Sildar Hallwinter got ambushed by goblins of the Kragma tribe on their way to the town of Phandalin. You have since learned that Gundren was taken to Kragma Castle for someone called the Black Spider, but you're not sure where exactly Kragma Castle is. You did manage to find and rescue Sildar, though, and you are now on the road to Phandalin with Sildar and the supplies from earlier, but he is currently drifting in and out of consciousness. Hello and welcome to B&B and D&D. That's Ben and Brian and Dungeons and Dragons. I'm Ben. I will be the DM, which means that I have to know and decide absolutely everything that happens in the game world, everything except what the players do. And today, our players are Brian.
Hello, I am Ken Adams. I am a human monk. I am also the world's most famous bartender, so I'm kind of a big deal, guys. You might have heard of it.
We also have Q.
Hi, I'm Alwyn Leondon. I am a high elf ranger, and I am a noble. Being mostly around other elves in my life and being an only child, I don't really understand how other races interact with each other, but I'm trying to learn.
And we have Caitlin.
Hey, I'm a bard, halfling, entertainer, and my name's Violetta Chalkwart, and I really like my bagpipes.
Let's begin.
We haven't really talked to Sildar all that much.
No, he's like 1 or 0 HP right now. He's just really out of it.
Can we give him our health potion?
If you want to.
Wait, how many do we have? We have 4? We have more than enough, right?
Yes.
With my Song of Rest, that I don't have to use any...
Well, Song of Rest, he has to be using a hit dice to heal himself, and he's currently unconscious.
Oh, okay.
Also, he doesn't have hit dice because he's not real. I mean, he's, you know, he's real. I don't have a character sheet for him.
Ouch.
Well, let's look at our options. We can use a potion to heal him now, or if we wait until we get to town, how would we heal him there? Could he just sleep it off, or would we have to give him a potion anyway?
I'd probably find, like, a doctor.
Oh, an actual doc. I mean, that would probably cost money also, so
yes.
I feel okay about just giving him a potion if you guys are okay.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I reach into my bag of holding.
Brian. You don't have a bag of holding.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a thing, but you don't have one.
Sure, I know it's a thing. Cold. I don't know what it is. Yeah, exactly. No, I've got some bags that don't work. They just, you know, just fall out of them. They're essentially useless.
Bag of no holding.
I had a grocery bag rip on me. That was a bag of no holding. We're going to give Sildar Hallwinter one of our potions to revive him so we can extract some information from him.
That sounds like you're going to torture him.
Hey, let's see. We'll see how it goes, man.
Enhanced,
I'm not going to rule it out.
Enhanced interview techniques.
Oh, well, exactly. He's alive, but just barely. He's awake now, though.
Hey, buddy. Hey, how's it going? You really gave us a scare there.
Hey, whoa, who are you? What's going on?
It's me. It's Ken Adams. We met at that tavern in that other town. You were on a journey with a good friend of mine, Gundren Rocksmith.
Close. Rockseeker, but points for being close. Oh, yeah. Oh. The last thing I remember, those goblins threw me off that ledge?
Yeah, what? I mean, how did you get there? You guys were ambushed?
Oh, yeah, we were heading south and then east to Phandalin, and then these goblins just shot arrows at our horses and captured us, and Gundren got taken off somewhere, and they kept me in the castle, and they said they were going to eat me.
Oh, that's rough.
Who took Gundren? What was it, the goblins?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw him get dragged off, and that was the last I've seen of him.
Okay.
Did they say anything about where they were taking him?
Not that I heard. They were beating me pretty regularly.
Is there anything that you can remember, any specific details that might help us find the goblins that took them? Do they have any odd characteristics, like eye patches, peg legs? Were they pirates is pretty much what I remember.
One had a tattoo.
Ooh. Oh. Of what?
I couldn't see it, though. It could have been a smudge, for all I know.
Okay. All right. So we're getting somewhere. We need to find the goblin.
One tattoo and or smudge.
So either a cool goblin or a dirty goblin.
Or both. A cool, dirty goblin.
You're right.
The tattoo could be smudged.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe it's both. Either way, I can help you a lot more once we all get some rest in town.
Can you? Okay, alright.
Well, I'll have a clearer head. Maybe I'll have some ideas.
Yeah, just think, just go back. Go back, enhance your memory. Just enhance, zoom in, and maybe we'll learn something important.
I'll go into my mind palace.
Yeah, exactly. Just
mind
like
castle.
In that, your mind, what?
Mind Castle, I guess, now?
Is okay.
They
okay.
Have palaces? They might.
Sure. Yeah. It'll be like that movie, Dreamcatcher, which isn't a thing in this universe.
It's a play you saw.
It's a play. Dreamcatcher. It's really dumb. You guys should check it out. Okay. All right. I'm out of questions. Anybody have any more questions for our injured friend?
I'm good.
How old are you?
I am 51.
Okay, cool, that's all.
Me too.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
Is it? Wow, okay. Well, hopefully...
Happy birthday.
Tomorrow.
You're gonna be 52?
Happy early birthday.
Well, maybe it was a week ago. I really lost track of time in that cave.
That's true. Well, maybe we can find you some cake or something when we get to town.
I'd love a cake. Thank you, sir.
Ken Adams.
Oh, yes, thank you, Adams.
Okay, all right. Close enough.
So you're traveling, and it's getting darker. But up ahead, you start to see a few lights. The rutted track emerges from a wooded hillside, and you catch your first glimpse of Phandalin. The town consists of 40 or 50 simple log buildings, some built on old fieldstone foundations. More old ruins, crumbling stone walls covered in ivy and briars, surround the newer houses and shops, showing how this must have been a much larger town in centuries past. Most of the newer buildings are set on the sides of the cart track, which widens into a muddy main street of sorts as it climbs towards a ruined manor house on a hillside of the east side of town. As you approach, you see some children playing on the town green, and townsfolk tending to chores or running errands at shops, like just a medieval town. Many people look up as you approach, but all return to their business as you go by.
This is cute.
Oh,
I like
thank
that
you.
Spooky manor.
I wish some of these people recognized me.
Sildar seems much more at ease now that he's in a town instead of out on the road or in a goblin cave. He says, "My friends, let us secure lodgings. I'm told the local inn is very quaint."
Who told
you?
You
know
this?
What I mean?
Did you read it on?
No.
I don't know what you mean.
Like, there's like antiques.
That's just what Gundren told me before we left.
Oh, well, Gundren's usually pretty good when it comes to lodging recommendations.
Let's go find the inn.
As you approach the center of town, you see a large, newly built roadhouse, a fieldstone in rough-hewn timbers. The common room has fewer locals than you would expect considering the hour, and they're just kind of nursing mugs of stuff. You don't know what it is. And they're all eyeing you with curiosity.
Are there bands in the roadhouse?
I feel so many eyes on me.
Yeah, everyone's eyes are on all four of you.
Wait, so are their eyes shifting erratically? Like, how are all their eyes on all of us?
They're trying to pretend like they don't see you. You know, they aren't being, like, staring and rude, but they're definitely looking at you.
I can feel it. I can feel them looking at me.
They probably recognize Ken.
Oh, yeah, that might be it. I announced my presence just to kind of get that out of the way. Hello, yes, it is I, Ken Adams. My party and I have come to secure lodging for the evening. Who do I speak to?
A short, friendly human male walks out, and he's like, Who are you?
Hello, my friend. I'm Ken Adams, and you are?
My name is Toblin Stonehill.
Toblin...
Why are you saying my name so slowly, Ken Adams?
It helps me remember. Okay.
Ken Adams. You're right.
Well,
it's working.
I have a normal name, and it's super easy to remember.
Oh, okay. No, are you saying my name's not normal?
Well, I mean, it's pretty good for like a goblin or whatever.
Hey.
Oh.
I hate goblins.
Well, that's racist.
Us humans gotta stick together.
I whisper to Ken, and I say, even I know not to say that.
Oh, you're right, I'm sorry. Well, this guy doesn't recognize me. Perhaps Alwyn should handle it from here.
We need four rooms.
Four rooms? Well, we only have two.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we will take those two rooms.
All right, that will be 30 gold apiece.
Oh.
Wait. I will play tonight and get to stay for free.
What? You will?
That's my thing. I perform and I get paid in housing.
She's very good. You know, I've been to other towns. It's very big hit. In fact, also I see. Do you happen to have a tavern here at the inn? I could bartend for you for free in exchange for lodging.
Ours is pretty limited. There's another one in town you should check out later, but you could do a little bit here if you'd like.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just trying to work. We're a little bit low on funds at the time. Oh, hold on one second. Let me check with one of my patriots. Hey, Gundren's friend, do you have any gold on you?
Me? Why would I have gold? I'm barely wearing clothes.
I mean, like, I don't know, man. I mean, it's worth checking. Just no rock left unturned. Okay.
I don't have gold.
It's cool, bro. We got you. We'll cover you on this
and,
one.
And then Toblin says, oh, okay, if each of you can show me and do a little work for me, I'll decide how much it'll cost for each of you, depending on how well you do.
Yay!
I can do peasant chores.
Okay, usually I would barter with you, but...
We usually just call them chores. Alright, Ken, get up there and bartend. Let's see your bartending skills.
Okay, so Ken Adams goes behind the bar and starts doing some, like Tom Cruise in the movie Cocktail type stuff. I'm throwing bottles around.
Okay, you're doing a reasonably okay job of it. You're not dropping them.
Good. I mean, that would be... like a one. That's like a critical fail if I dropped it.
Oh, well, a critical fail, you'd probably drop it and it would, like, hit someone across the room or something.
That would be pretty bad.
All right, so you're, like, showing off your skills for people.
Hey, come on, everybody. Come get a drink. Ken Adams, I'm making all your favorite drinks. I got some double ales. I got some triple ales.
Hey, you halfling. Get up there and do your thing.
Okay. So I run eagerly and jump up on the stage, and then I whip out my bagpipes and start playing a really sick tune.
Oh, wow. Okay, and roll a d20 for performance.
Oh, and then near the end, I do that thing where they slide on their knees across the stage while they're playing. Ooh, I rolled a 20. It's a natch. So I'm really wowing the crowd right now.
Oh, yeah. They are, like... jumping up and down, they're clapping along with it.
I'm so happy.
They pulled out matches and they're like just swaying them back and forth in the air.
Ah.
All right.
Yes, I will sign autographs at the end of my show.
Hey, you, elf.
Yes.
It's closing time. Can you kick these guys out of here now?
I can do that. So as everybody's swaying from Violetta's performance, I go over and I say, everybody, it is time to leave.
The audience is just like, boo at you. They'll turn around and boo at you.
Encore, encore.
Yeah, they cheer for an encore.
And then I from the start, halfway. And like, if you guys really insist, I will totally do an encore. Oh, and I crowd surf. I like jump up on my back and I'm still playing the bagpipe.
Oh yeah, they definitely catch you. They just carry you around. And they just drop you off back at the stage. But Toblin Stonehill looks a little unhappy that they're still there.
Oh, the people they're supposed to leave?
Yeah.
Okay, so I say, all right, guys, don't you want to go home to your warm bed, get some sleep, drink off the ale?
With more ale.
Well, most of them are like, okay, I guess we'll go home. And most of them leave. They're like two or three that haven't left, though.
Okay, so I go up to the two or three that haven't left, and I'm like, all right, guys, out. We're kicking you out. I will fight you.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. And they just kind of skedaddle is what they do. Toblin walks up to you and is like, oh, this was such a great night. Would you guys consider staying here permanently?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
I would, but unfortunately, I eventually must get back to my kingdom after this task.
Well, I'll kick people out of some of the rooms upstairs. That way you can each have your own room.
Aw, thanks,
awesome. Buddy.
And you can stay for only 29 gold now.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
I'm just joshing you. You can stay for free.
Yay. You kidder.
I really got you.
Classic you.
As a token of appreciation to Toblin, Toblerone.
The name is Toblin?
Stonehill.
Yes. Thank you, Ken Adams.
Yeah, no problem. As a token of my appreciation, I would like to make you one of my famous signature cocktails.
All right. What is it?
Oh, this one, it's called the Flying Canoe.
What's in it, though?
I can't tell you until you drink it. Let me throw it together for you. Do I roll for this?
You don't have to roll for this.
And a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and there you go. Enjoy.
Oh, cool. He drinks it and falls over unconscious.
Okay, guys, now we rob him. That was my plan the whole time.
What?
Okay, check his pockets. Wait, what? Okay, all right. Fine. It was a pretty strong drink.
I mean, we can if he doesn't know we did it. I just don't want to get in trouble.
No, you're right. He must not be a seasoned drinker like I thought he was. I looked at him and I thought he looked like he could handle his ale. I misjudged it. Let's pick him up off the floor and put him somewhere safe overnight.
Can we snoop in his office though, since he's passed out?
Are you asking me or them?
I feel like that would be wrong.
It would be morally ambiguous at best.
What he doesn't know won't hurt him.
Sildar is just watching you guys say all this.
What do you think, Sildar?
I don't know why you are like this. I thought you all were heroes. You saved me.
Yeah, we're kind of heroes. We're just like a different kind of hero.
Anti-heroes? I am chaotic neutral.
I'm true neutral.
I'm chaotic good.
That must be why you're trying to rein us in. We're like, no, we should totally go for it.
I think we should all go to bed.
I second that.
Okay, let's all go to bed. But then I kind of look at Violet and kind of like think, like, hey, and once everybody goes to bed, we're totally going to check out that office.
Yeah, we are.
What?
Nothing.
I didn't say that. I just conveyed the information via wink.
Yeah, but she said, yeah, we are. Out loud. At your
room. Yeah, like, yeah, we're going to bed.
Oh, okay. So you retire to your rooms and sleep, I guess. Depends on what you want to do.
After about 45 minutes, I get up and walk into the hallway. And then I go to the room that Violet is staying in and quietly tap on the door like, hey, Violet, you gotta totally check out that office.
And I, like, jump out of bed and fall over from my blankets. And then I run to the door. And then we go off to look at the office.
As you go downstairs, you find the main room again of the inn, and behind the counter you see a door.
Oh man, I hope that door isn't locked. I try to open it.
It's locked.
Ah!
Man! Wait, do I have a lockpick thingy?
I don't think any of you are rogues, so I don't think any of you know about lockpicking, or have thieves' tools to lockpick.
Can we knock the door down?
Can we check his pockets? I bet he has a key in his pockets.
You left him in the floor, in the middle of the room.
Okay, I walk over to his unconscious body and check his pockets for a key.
You find one.
Hey!
Yay!
Alright, I use the key on the door.
It unlocks.
Okay, and then I go put it back on him like it was never gone.
Okay, all right, it's back in there. Okay. But what pocket did you put it into?
The one I got it out of.
Which one was that?
You tell me. I don't know.
He only has one pocket. Trick question.
Okay.
He has pants with only a single pocket.
That's an odd style of pants.
It's right in the middle.
So, like, overalls?
I feel bad. We probably shouldn't rob this guy. He can only afford one pocket.
Well, we should look anyway.
Oh, definitely. We're gonna look.
You've heard a little bit about this town. Mostly that the style in this town is single pocket style.
Oh, hey. That's you know what? I noticed when Alwyn was kicking out those ruffians, they also had one pocket.
That's just the thing in town.
Huh. Huh. Weird. Weird.
I guess we can rob him.
What?
You can get a better tailor.
I think they like it. I don't think it's like they're limited to one pocket.
Oh, they're like little kangaroo pants.
It's like a town thing.
Wait, it's like a big pocket in the front like a kangaroo?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's not in the front. It's in the back. It's like one pocket in the back.
Wait, like a butt pocket?
Yeah, yeah, except right in the middle.
Like the ones that have the flaps that you can open up, except it's a pocket.
Yeah, except this time the flap doesn't go to the butt, but to just pocket.
That is cool.
Well,
okay,
I put the key back in the butt pocket.
All right, it's in there, snugly.
You touched his butt.
No, it does not go to his butt. Okay,
Can we investigate the office?
Yes. I bet this town has a dark secret related to their one-pocket style.
Yeah.
All right, so you open the door and go inside?
Yeah.
All right, inside, you see an office, like a desk and a chair and a table. You also see a bed with a woman sleeping in it.
Oh.
Oh, that's a lady. Yeah. I say quietly.
I nod silently. Yes.
Oh, wait, I'm going to turn my sneak on now that I know that there's a sleepy lady in here.
All right, so you are sneaky.
I think we should wake her up, obviously.
What?
We should wake her up and tell her that the shopkeep, whom I assume she knows, I don't know if they're spouses or if they co-own the inn, but we should, here's the story. The shopkeep... he got very drunk and passed out. We were concerned. We're just trying to get him safely into bed.
Okay.
So we should wake her up
and
tell her. Okay, but first.
I want to look at his stuff.
Okay, I mean, we could. I thought maybe if we got her to go get him, you know, that would buy us some time. I'm afraid of waking her up.
Okay, yeah, let's wake her up.
Okay. So I yell... Hey, wake up!
What's going on? Who are you? Get out!
Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna call the police! With the guards!
It's okay. It's cool. It's so totally... I'm Ken Adams, and this is...
Get out of my room!
This is Violetta Chogwarts.
Where's my husband?
We're working with your husband, and I...
Help!
I'm here to tell... Hey, ma'am. Your
husband... She starts to climb out the window.
Hired us. I mean, well, that would take care of that problem.
She just ran over and grabbed her.
What?
Okay.
All right. And you knock her to the floor.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What do you want? Leave me alone.
Your husband is in trouble. Your husband's in trouble.
What have you done to him? What have you done?
He is unconscious in the tavern.
Why'd you
a drinking problem.
Why'd you knock him out?
I didn't. He just drank himself into intoxication and passed out.
Just then, you hear people pounding on the front door of the inn.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong, Triluna? What's wrong?
Hey, I'm just here to tell you your husband is in trouble, so everything's cool. Go,
she's
go
just
to the
crying
front
and sobbing in the corner now.
Oh, this is a terrible idea. You should have listened to the noble.
No, it's fine.
The guards, okay, you hear the sound of the door being broken
Let's,
down
okay,
in the other room.
Hey, we run up to our room and go to bed like nothing happens.
They are in between you and your and the stairs.
Okay.
Listen, guys, calm down. I blow highly on my bagpipe.
You blow highly on it?
Like a really high note, like a, you know, like people whistle and
The two guards start drawing their swords.
Wait, okay. Ah!
Why did Violetta want to steal from the innkeeper? Why did Ken Adams wake up the innkeeper's sleeping wife? And will Alwyn ever wake up? Find out next time on B&B and D&D.